correct. Okay, Zero WQ, go ahead, Chris.
Okay, I'm on Grandpa's living room radio, so I can be able to listen to you for 970.
Okay, I'm just heading out now. I haven't had a chance to really look at any of your things, your texts. Is that storm over Elizabeth again, or is it all east of Simla?
Try north of Simla on a direct path to Simla.
Okay, so I'm worried about driving down 9 miles. Should I take the long way, or should I take the dirt road?
Stand by. Okay, I'm looking at a storm that's reaching all the way from Castle Rock all the way through Lyman. There's really nowhere you're going to be able to go that you're going to avoid everything.
Okay, is it hail or just rain?
It just went severe thunderstorm warned out there for, a 1 inch hail and strong winds.
Okay, 1 inch hail in what area? I want to know if I can drive that way or if I should go home to the spring.
Go home through the springs. That would be the best way to go. We're looking at 1 inch hail north of Simla by about, I'm looking here, about 10 miles north of Simla, heading towards Simla. Speed of the storm is 6 knots, so same slow speed as last time, and it's still increasing.
Okay, and I copied the track is headed towards Simla, correct?
Affirmative, track is heading towards Simla, impact to Simla, estimated at 1650.
Okay, what about the town of Elbert?
Stand by, I gotta find that town.
Find Kiowa, go south.
Okay, so the only thing currently, we have a storm that is between Castle Rock and Kiowa, heading northeast, and we have the cell that is north of Matheson, and that is heading southwest, heading for Simla. It's also got a storm on 86 at the same area. Elbert looks clear. Everything south of Castle Rock looks clear at this moment.
Well, that's an interesting circulation.
The Lyman storm is back building upon itself. I don't know what it's doing, but it's going strange. We do have some wind shear in the storm, and there is a good amount of storm chasers in the area.
Okay, I'll go home through the springs then. I was going to try and cut down through Elbert, but it sounds like the springs are going to be safer.
Yeah, I've got one cell that's starting to build by Centennial, and it's very, very small. Rain at most, maybe grapple hail. Nothing to be concerned about. The one south of Castle Rock heading east is starting to increase, so by the time you got to its location, you would have some severe hail. And then, of course, the one by Lyman is just growing rapidly.
Okay, so just confirm, if I took the eye down to the springs, that'd be okay?
Affirmative. Current conditions show nothing is on the eye.
Copy that. Don't want him down that way. Thanks. Okay, Zero WQ.
Copy that. Might as well just stop by here on the way home then.
We'll see about that. John's out similarly. Might want to give your brother a call. Let him know that he could be getting a hailstorm. Make sure that all is not outside.
Copy that, will do. I will give him a ring right now. KD0, UQ Eckler.
KD0 to begin.
Sorry, let's try that again. KA0WQ, KA0WQ, KD0, UQI, 970, can you hear me? making sure we get the radio contact. I will keep you informed if anything goes more with that similar storm.
Affirmative. Give Mom a call, because I'm in a no-cell area. Give Mom a call and let her know that John's in the basement.
Copy that. Will do. Katie Zero, you quite clear.
Okay, so WQ.
UQ, KA0, WQ, KD0, UQI.
Go ahead, Chris, KA0, WQ.
Tornado warning has been extended 21 minutes just south of Simla. Tornado warning remains in effect. A confirmed tornado was located over Simla, 22 miles west of Lyman, and nearly stationary. Has a damaging tornado and golf ball side tail. Source weather spotters have confirmed a tornado over the town of Simla.
Roger.
Do you want me to start making my way out that way?
Negative, stay put.
Copy, will do, standing by. KD0, UQI clear.
KD0, UQI, KD0, UQ. Chris, did you get a hold of Mom?
Affirmative, Mom has been contacted and she is up to date.
Copy. Do me a favor, call John on the house phone, not his cell, the house phone. Ask him to look out the window from his room and let me know if he can see any hail hitting the ground.
Affirmative, affirmative, will do. KD0, UQI clear.
Freeze. KD0, WQ.
UQ, KD0, UQI.
Go ahead, Chris.
I got a couple things, a couple updates. Mark Schaefer is in town. He has pictures of a tornado. Also, John says no hail currently.
Okay, that's good news from John. Where did Mark see that tornado? In town or on the edges?
I'm getting that information right now. He just says he has pictures. I'm getting the info right now.
Okay, well, as long as the phones are working, that's a good sign. I mean, there's no damage, but, yeah, be interested to know where its actual path is.
Affirmative. According to what I'm looking at on radar, it should be heading right to the side of town, right alongside. What's your ETA to town?
All right, help me with side. There's four sides to that town. Which side are you talking about?
Stand by, asking Mark.
KD0WQ.
KD0UQI. No information from Mark. The communication is lost for right now, so as soon as I get it, I will let you know. KD0UQI. What's your ETA to town?
About 30 minutes. Well, based on the radar, is it on the east side or west side? Oh, KD0WQ.
Right down the middle.
Alright, well the good thing is that John says that there is negative hail on the ground, so that's good for him. I'm betting it's probably on the east side, but we'll wait and see then.
Copy that. According to the relative storm motion, it looks to have gone directly over the town. However, this has about a half-mile error rate to it, so you might be right. It might hit the east end of town.
Well, especially if Mark's caught from his house, he's got a better view of the east side than he does the west side.
Copy that. I'll still keep trying to get a hold of him and trying to get that information for you, and we'll keep you on there. Mark just texted me. It hit the east side of town. Not sure damage.
Copy that. All right. Keep me up posted on it. KD0WQ.
Copy that. Will do. Also, John is waiting for my phone call or your phone call for the all clear to get out of the basement. He will remain in the basement until either of us call him.
Thank you.
KD0UQI clear. out a message to all storm chasers that are in the similar area that I know to see if anyone has any reports on damage and where that tornado actually was. Also, there's about 20 storm chasers still in Simla trying to get this deal. It looks like there's another vortice behind the actual tornado as well.
Okay, behind is not relevant to me. Is that north-south of Simla, where?
North of Simla, almost directly on 9 Mile Road.
Copy, on the same track?
Affirmative. According to storm chaser of mine, it says the tornado is still on the ground, but they haven't given me any damage reports yet.
Okay, so vortex number one is still on the ground, vortex number two is still a vortex?
Affirmative. Stand by. I got Mark on the phone.
Okay, so that'd be good.
However, there is no actual damage at this time that he can see. The tornado appears to be in size scale of about EF2. That is not the confirmed rating. That is on Highway 24 and 9 miles. So that is where the tornado is currently.
Copy. Confirmed. It's still on the ground?
Tornado is still on the ground and still moving.
Copy that. I'm at 24 in Ellicott Highway, so I'll be there in about 15. Keep me apprised on vortex number 2 also. Okay, 0WQ.
Please give me your ETA one more time, Dan.
1-5, 1-5.
Okay, stand by. The tornado is large by accounts of Daniel. Daniel is telling me the tornado is large.
Okay, Chris, you really need to breathe. Large meaning wide?
Large meaning wide.
Copy that. K4ARM. K0WQ, are you on station?
KD0SFY, I haven't heard sit on frequency. Can I help you?
John, have you been copying our traffic about the tornado on the ground out here by Simla?
Roger, I was mobile for part of it, but I did copy a lot of the conversation.
Okay, I'm not sure if National Weather Service has all this updated information. Chris was getting some info that this is a wide, slow-moving tornado, and I haven't seen any alerts with that information. Over.
Hey, Dad, I got pictures in right now. I got pictures in.
Okay, Sierra PBR with some information.
Last station calling. This is Kitty Zero SFY. Go ahead.
Hello, Charlie Zero, Papa Bravo Romeo, EL377, location Ellicott Highway and Highway 24. I happen to be able to listen to and monitor the 9-4, which is the official weather reporting station for Elbert County. Elbert County reports to the Denver Weather Service. And the Denver Weather Service has had the report of the tornado, and they are monitoring a conversation, I assume the same one that Chris and his dad are having, and they are aware of what's going on. Again, this conversation, the reporting for the Denver Weather Service and for Elbert County is being done on 146.94. And that you can access from out here, from my location. I'm in that machine at 5 watts of power. Case 0 PBR.
Roger, I copy that. KD0SFY.
KA0WQ, KD0UQI. According to the pictures that I have, it looks like that it is in the the actual town on the west side. Tornado has been on the ground for 20 minutes and is a very, very slow-moving rope.
Copy a rope, so we're not talking about wide in the base. I want you to call John on the landline and check on his status for me.
Copy that, will do. As soon as I get that, I will let you know. I've got lots of pictures coming in from all my chaser guys. It's not wide at the base, however, it is a large rope that is on the ground.
Roger that. Check on John, give me a status, and I'll be standing by Kaiser WQ.
Affirmative. What direction are you going to be coming into Simla from? Are you coming in from the west or from the north?
Coming in from Callahan.
That is the direction from the tornado. I will keep you informed on where it is when you're coming up closer.
Have you got spotters out, or are you guys, is the
a chase event.
We had spotters out that are going back towards Cibola and looking for damage.
Just wanted to check. K4 Aaron.
W0 RDR.
KA0WQ, KD0UQI.
Do I go ahead?
I've got some spotters on the Colorado Storm Network, which is partnered with Murillo. They have stated that the storm has turned to the right from its original path. The funnel cloud is dropping, but is no longer continuously on the ground. So confirm with what was stated on your other spotters.
I guess what I'm trying to say is if you guys have got a net going, I will back out. If you want me to get involved in it, say so, and I'll get involved in it. K4 Aaron.
As of right now, we don't have an official net. We're just trying to figure out what's going on in Cibola. And I've got some spotters in the area, and I've got others that are about to be impacted.
Talking spotters, or are you talking chasers?
Spotters for these ones. They are not chasers for my guys right now.
I'm standing down. You guys do your thing. K4 Aaron.
Dad, what's your position currently with ETA?
I'm about 2 miles east of Cali on S-14. Storms more towards the south of 24. I haven't seen anything for rotation yet. Still looking. Said if you want to stand up a net, it might not be a bad idea. If this thing's going to track the way they're talking, it's going to take this edge of El Paso County. Over.
Copy that. Daniel is currently below the storm. He said that the rotation is minimal, but we still have a lot of swirling. There is nothing that is on the ground, and he is directly beneath where it should be.
This is W0RDR. When you're talking about Daniel, are you talking about VK2FSRV?
Negative, negative. This is a spotter for my guys on... my guys, hold on, stand by.
RDR, this is KD0SFY.
SFY?
Roger, UQI has a group, Maria, of weather spotters, and he's talking to them via other means and getting information. So he's relaying that to a couple of folks via this frequency.
Okay, so I take it these are not area spotters?
Not that I'm aware of. KD0SFY.
Right, well, that being the case, and no longer having direct reports of it being on the ground, I'm going to go back over to the Douglas Elbert frequency. Also, the just for everybody's information, the TBS has dissipated, and now we're just showing a meso. So I think the cell has dissipated somewhat. W0RDR, and I'm going to go back over to Douglas Elbert frequency.
Roger that. Thanks very much, Randy. KD0SFY monitoring.
Do what I can, man. Do what I can. W0RDR.
Thank you very much, RDR. This is KD0UQI. Hey, Dan, are you still on frequency?
Yeah, Roger. Hold on. I got traffic being stupid.
WQ, I'm back. Just outside of Raymond, just past the Raymond Reservoir now. Starting to enter some of the rain. I copied RDR's traffic. Go ahead, Chris.
Copy that. Daniel, my guy, VP of Murillo, has stated that it is over their house, which is 3 miles south of Cibola. There is nothing currently on the ground. However, they do have a little bit of vortices trying to reach the ground. He is seeking shelter now and will not be able to report until it passes over.
Roger that. Call John back. Get a status on John for me.
Copy that. Will do, and I'll let him know that you are 7 out. WQI clear.
Okay, sir, WQ.
KKD0
EQA. WQ, go ahead.
Simla activated the tornado warning sirens for an all clear, and I have John going outside, or not outside, out to the window to see what the hail was.
Copy that. I'm in Raymond now. We got some sight hail just started, and lots of traffic.
Copy that. The storm that is over Simla have gone down to a severe thunderstorm warning, so you might get some large hail still out of that.
Roger, the center of this is south of town now, right?
Negative. The tornado is south of town. The core, the hail core, is just entering Simla now.
Well, I couldn't have timed that any worse. Okay, thanks.
Hey, wait, stand by. Stay in Rama. The hail core is between Rama and Simla with the heaviest. I'm looking at radar now. Stay by and hit in Rama.
That's a little too late.
Well, you're going to get some big stuff. Estimation size is going to be golf ball hail.
All right, I'm getting over to the side of the road.
I'd backtrack to Rama. It's going to hit right where you are.
Which is the direction of travel?
Direction of travel is south. And Mark just sent me a picture of hail that is falling in Simla. We have larger than golf ball sized hail falling in Simla.
Copy. I'm on the side of the road, just by that Rama curve there. So I'll wait out here.
Copy that. You should be fine there. Rama curve, you should be okay. I'm going to go ahead and call John, let him know that we got more hail coming, but that he should be okay inside the house.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and John's worried about his expedition, but I guess that'll be taken care of later. KD0, UQI clear.
KD0, UQI, K0, PBR. When you've got a minute, call back. I was just going to invite Chris on his way back into, if he's headed back into Falcon, to stop by for coffee and ice cream. That is if the Schwanz guy gets here.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks. Thanks for that info, too. I was driving when you gave that frequency that Douglas is on. Did I copy 146940?
So that's the Squaw Mountain repeater, and I am not sure if that's the old Aries District 24 or whether that's the central collection system. But I do the WeatherNet every Saturday morning on that frequency, and I hit that machine with 5 watts of power. From my location, I can get into the 310. I can get into Boulder. I have Simplex 35 watts to Fort Collins. I am Simplex to Pueblo. So if you folks are ever out and in a hole and need a relay and I happen to be here, or if you would like to come up and perch on the side of the hill, the only thing I can't really hit cleanly is Genoa, the 147060, because I look right straight at the new windmills, but I look right straight at Callahan Hill. So you feel free to stop by. I'm going to be here all evening, and stop by, see what the location looks like. And since I know Chris and I know you, sort of through Chris, I don't trust just God and everybody, but I know that Chris is a reputable person. I've dealt with him, and I trust him to come up and not come through the gate and get tackled by the attack llama or the attack emu. So if you would want to use our hill in order to get into some of the other repeaters that you can't miss, the Denver area particularly, that you can't necessarily hit. We actually also get into the 147600 machine down in La Junta. Excuse me, 146700 machine down in La Junta. So from our location, you can pretty much communicate with who you need to. Eastern, like Burlington, That's Kit Carson County and Cheyenne County. Those folks report to Goodland for the Weather Service for storm reporting. And there is a fellow who comes out of Goodland. I can give you his contact information if you'd like for storm chasing. I have had him come as far out as Matheson, so he might be a good resource. That you probably already even know him.
Any stations out there that can report or that need to NPR.
Virgo.
To answer your question earlier, the Elbert County spotters that used to be the old District 24 were activated, and I was monitoring their traffic on the 9-4 machine. And that is the station that they were using to feed the weather, the reports to Denver. So that might clarify who's been reporting and what. And like I say, I know that they have been activated, and I know they have a spotter in the area. Case 0 PBR.
Sure, yeah, we're trying to figure out what's going on. We got an El Paso County alert, but I couldn't get anything in there because of the traffic. So thank you, K4ARM. Eyes on that tornado out there in the south of Semple.
At
confirmation on this?
That's from us, sir. I can see them both right now. Estimating from here about 5 miles south of Simla, 5 miles south of Simla, two tornadoes.
Thank you very much, and please stay on here and keep us advised of what's going on. K4 ARM.
RMK, is this CK?
P4, I'm taking your call, please.
KA0WUQ. I'm stopping here south of Simla. This tornado is either rain wrapped or dissipated, but this is a no-go for me, so I'm heading back to safer areas in Simla itself.
So you're turning back from south of Simla back into a safer area towards Simla, K4 ARM at 1820. National Weather Service in Boulder checked us in Pueblo, issued this statement. Tornado warning remains in effect until 6:45 for eastern El Paso County. 6:23, a confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado is located 8 miles south of Simla, or 25 miles southwest of Lyman, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. This is a particularly dangerous situation. And this is Weather Spotters. Confirm the tornado. Do we have any stations with reportable severe weather or eyes on the tornado at this particular time?
ZK2 XRV, signing back into your net with a handover. If you can read me, please let me know.
ZK2, say again the rest of your call. I do have you. Go ahead.
RV, Victor Kilo 2, Foxtrot, Sierra Romeo Victor, I'm coming across on a handover from the other Skywarn net control to your frequency. Last spotted confirmed tornado was 6 minutes ago, 6.5 minutes ago, with a stovepipe. No visual at this time, and I'm currently on Judge Orr Road, directly north of Yoda.
Roger, that storm should be... you're north of Yoder, it should be probably to your northeast at this point.
Good running GR level 3 at advanced spotter, and comfortable with very close quarter chasing.
You're K4 ARM.
WX.
Head, Steve.
We are canceling the warning for El Paso County. However, the storm is still very much tornadic, but the warning for El Paso County is canceled because it has moved into Elbert County and is moving away from El Paso County. However, please keep alert. The outflow boundaries are moving in, and we could get more storms forming over El Paso County this evening. Please remain weather alert. WX0PUB.
I understand. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. DK2 FSV, did you copy that traffic?
VK2F SRV, that is confirmed, correct. I did copy that traffic, and I'll repeat my call sign to Victor Kilo 2, Foxtrot Sierra Romeo Victor. It's a 7 alphanumeric.
FSRV, I got it that time. Sorry about that. Yeah, we had the same problem the other day when you were out in Otero. And good to make your acquaintance again, Daniel. Thank you, sir. And yeah, it's moving out into an adjacent area. So it's out of El Paso County. Again, from your location at Judge Orr Road, north of Yoder, it should be probably toward your, check that northeast of your location. Folks on the net here, again, the warning for El Paso County has been canceled at this particular time. However, conditions remain favorable to additional severe weather. So, 351. If you want to stand down at this particular time, feel free to do so. SKM, same thing. Let me know your choices here, and we'll continue on. Chuck, EL351, what's your choice?
Sid, this is Chuck. I'll stand down. I'll remain on the radio for a while. Casey's here, all my ass.
Yes, sir, appreciate it. Show you on the net at 1832. And Pedro SKM, your choice.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. K0SKM, I'll go ahead and check out Sid.
Okay, show you also out at 1832. Thank you very much, and I appreciate it if you could kind of keep a weather here. Thank you. And KC0PBR, Karen, are you still with us?
Station calling Weather Service.
Oh, we're not calling Weather Service. I was just trying to check to see what was going on. Do you have additional, Steve?
Okay, right now we have no significant weather occurring at this time in the county warning area. A severe storm, or a tornadic storm, is in Elbert County, and it continues to move east, south, move south and southeast. At its present course, it should remain out of El Paso County. However, strong outflow boundary associated with this storm has moved into El Paso County and is moving back towards the mountains. It could initiate new thunderstorms, so we are keeping a very close eye on that. WX0PUB.
I have all of the folks that we had involved in the tornadic net are standing down at this particular time. However, they're going to continue to monitor. So we're just doing some housekeeping here at this point. K4 here in.
WX0PUB, copy. Also, if anyone finds out about any who lives out there and has any damage, we would be grateful if we know that information. Once again, if you know of any damage, please let us know. So when we do the damage survey tomorrow, we will know where to go. WX0PUB.
Dave, thank you. K4 here in.
Weather net. Clear net messages.
Moving to net tone at this time, and we will go back into a formal net if required. There appears to be an outflow boundary kind of taking aim toward the I-25 corridor north and east of Colorado Springs at this particular time. Looks like it might be over the Black Forest, so be advised it's coming in at a pretty good clip. So if you pick up some wind, you'll understand why. It should be out of the northeast. And nothing appears to be coalescing along that line right at the moment. K4 ARM. Out in that area right now, if they... Hang on just a minute.
Roger, stand by.
Standing by.
If that's you, you're broken into the repeater. And I think that's you, Ed, that you're broken. W0MHP.
Yeah, I was just checking to see if you were copying, or if you were back. Are you copying me okay now?
Roger, roger.
Hey, where did you say they were down by Ellicott?
They called when they were in Ellicott. They're eastbound. They live on Road 185. About 12 miles from Bayman, off of 71, about 4 miles west of 71, 12 miles south of Lyman.
This thing is headed towards 71, it's north of 94. I'd put it between Matheson and Kutch. Probably the best thing they could do at this stage of the game is to go back toward Colorado Springs or south. Right now, it doesn't appear
Well, there's some motion, but it's wallowing a bit, but it has a generalized motion toward the southeast, but fairly slow. Let me see if I can get a report on what the status is. I'll be right back.
Okay, Sid, thank you so much. Appreciate it. W0MHP, standing by.
Okay, this is 703 from the National Weather Service in Boulder. They've issued a tornado warning for southeast, whoops, this is Larimer County, excuse me. Let me see, there probably should be another one down here somewhere. Be right back.
Roger.
Here we go. This is, it's 658, tornado warning for southeastern Elbert County and west central Lincoln County. Until 7:30 at 6:57, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 4 miles northwest of Kutcher, Shire, you pronounce it, or 25 miles southwest of Lyman, moving southeast at 1:05. Radar indicates tornado and hail up to 2 inches in diameter. And again, as radar indicated rotation, we did have eyes on the tornado from the storm earlier in the Simla area. So again, my feeling is wherever they happen to be, they want to head either west to get back toward the Springs, into Ellicott or something of that nature, or south. But it looks like it's aiming pretty much for Lincoln Center.
Okay, so it's in a line between Matheson and Kutch, 25 miles southwest of Lyman, and moving southeast. Did they get that part right?
Sure, at 1.5 miles per hour.
And it's moving at 1.5 miles per hour. Okay. Okay, all right, I'm going to call them back on the phone and tell them Lincoln Center is right in the path, and unfortunately, so is their house.
Fortunately, I hear you, and locations impacted include Kutch. So that's, if they live in Kutch or around there, it's aiming right for that. So be a good idea for them to skedaddle one way or the other, probably back west is what I would do, but depending on where they happen to be, say 4 a.m.
Break VK2 FSR, the urgent.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. VK2 FSR, confirm tornado, cone tornado, partial funnel. It's going to be between Matheson and Rush, about 4 miles, 3 miles north of Highway 94, intersecting County Road 149.
Okay, 4 miles north. North of Rush. Let's see here. North of Highway 24. Is it in the El Paso County side or the Elbert County side?
Correction. North of Highway 94. The tornado will be on the right-hand side of County Road 149. The nearest intersecting road for that tornado will be about County Road 62 and County Road 149 or thereabouts. But it is north, to the northeast of Rush.
Northeast of Rush. Stand by the station. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. The other station, go ahead. Another station calling. Doug, based on that information, tell them maybe south would be a better way to go, depending on how far out they are toward Lincoln Center.
Okay, Sid, so south or back to the northwest, either one, right?
Again, they're showing a tornado at about 4 miles north of 94 near Rush. Let's see here, at the right of County Road 149 and County Road 62 in that area. So I'm not familiar with those roads out there, so I can't visualize it. But again, it's moving southeast, so it looks like, from my perspective, that it probably will go through Kuchar and on down into onto 94. So wherever they feel more comfortable making an escape, either back to the south or back to the west, their choice.
Yeah, this is a tremendous help. I truly appreciate it. And to the VE, I appreciate your report as well. I'll get on the landline and give them a call. K4ARMW0MHB.
And we'll stick around here. I was going to go out and put a phone away, but I'll wait. K4ARM.
ARM, K0PDR.
Darren, how you doing?
Got some entertaining stuff I'm watching. I'm watching a lower level of clouds moving to the east, and the layer above that moving to the west, and I'm watching some kind of swirly around, and as you watch it, that big white poofy thing, that big white poofy tower gets taller and taller. You can see it grow. So far it hasn't tipped over yet, but it's been entertaining today.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Okie dokie. Well, I'm trying to get the radar back. Hang on just a minute.
Okay, and for your information, it being expressed in CR and numbers, that makes it Elbert County. El Paso County names their roads. That would put it headed right at that little bit of Elbert County that where Cooch is. It'll run east of Rush and probably straight down at Sunken Center, given those roads.
The new polygon has got it running all of a little tiny bit of Lincoln County, probably down to 94, and back up the tip of Elbert. So, yep, I agree with that. And depending on where they happen to be, those folks, if I weren't too far out toward Bunkin Center, I would be feet back toward Ellicott, but that's my choice, not theirs. Anyway, and there is an outflow boundary right along in that generalized area south of the polygon, so keep where I'm.
K4ARM, W6KD.
There's W6KD, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Sid. Hey, is anybody watching that cell that's north west of Callahan and it's building fast and it looks pretty bad?
It's west of Callahan. I have one probably right up along the El Paso, Elbert County line. That's probably the one you're talking about. We haven't had anything on there yet. Maximum reflectivity appears to be about 45 to 50 dBz.
Okay, yeah, it was just pretty stunning how fast it came up. Anyway, all right. Let me just kidding.
Sure, appreciate it. Yep, there's some interesting real estate up there, so it could be getting, I can't see any motion on it right now. I'm looking at a wrong picture, so I need to get back here and do some stuff. Be right back.
Tornado had since dissipated. It was an occlusion from the back left-hand side of the meso, so short-lived. Main area of threat circulation is actually to the right, but nil funnel spotted from there. So it's just short-lived from the back of the meso.
Hey, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. The other station, go ahead.
I was going to echo. That's what looked like a radar. That's all I have. This is KD0TKR. See the storm. Yeah, I've been watching it a while, building up over Callahan. It may not grow as big, like you said, but it is building up there, KD0DKR.
Okay, well, on the radar, I make it further north than Callahan. The lower edge of it is toward Callahan, and I do see a little bit of building there. But the main part of the cell appears to be just slightly inside El Paso County. probably around Peyton, K4 Air.
Copy that.
And, Steve?
Yeah, we're watching that storm really closely. We do not see any indications of any severe weather associated with just some snow, some heavy rain, maybe some pea-sized hail. Storm is moving northeast, generally, out of the county. However, some of it's building back into towards Cowhand. Like I said, our main concern is still the outflow boundary heading towards the mountains. If anybody sees any towers rapidly going up along the mountain, Pikes Peak, and Palmer Divide region, let us know. WQB, we're monitoring.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And did you copy that traffic from the Australian station VK2FSRV about the storm out in Elbert and Lincoln?
I believe you heard something about a funnel cloud. That's all I heard.
Yeah, VK2FSRV, why don't you go direct to WX0PUB and make your report?
Thank you, sir. VK2FSRV. As stated before, a cone tornado lasting approximately 2 to 2.5 minutes at most. Ground debris was not sighted, however, it was formed three-quarters to seven-eighths of the way, so I'd say definitely on the ground. It was a feature to the left-hand side of the main updraft, so it occluded off the main updraft. The main area of concern is to the right, where the more persistent location would be based for any sustained tornado activity. The tornado has since dissipated about 4 to 5 minutes ago, so no longer a direct threat.
Okay, how long was it on the ground for approximately? Casey, reporting the tornado, how long was it on the ground approximately?
Approximately 2 minutes. The location for your damage report, if any at all, would appear about County Road 149, County Road 146, so County Road 149, and about 1 mile to the east of that road on County Road 46 or thereabouts.
Hey, WNCOPUB, I'll pass that on to Boulder Weather.
Steve, thanks, Dennis, K4 Aaron.
No discernible funnels, no tornadoes spotted at this time.
And you're referring to that storm down around Cooch?
Referring to the storm to the northeast of Rush.
Roger, thank you, sir. Appreciate it, K4 Air. Yeah, we have as many picturesque names as you guys do. K4 Air.
May I have also asked for NWS's opinion on the other storm to the left of us, which is just severe warned only. Do we have any inclination if that could go to Atlantic?
This particular instance, none at this point. We've just got a bump the warning on it. The warning is for 60 miles per hour wind gusts and half dollar size hail.
So, just in regards to spotting operations, I'm happy to leave this one if need be. There's a lot of people watching this.
As you understand, K4 Air.
KBR.
KBR, go.
377 at my location. 1 inch football shape, no less. 1 inch the long way. Hailstones.
Hey, and where was that? What's your spotter number?
Excuse me, I just ran in from outside. EL377. I need to practice dodging those little suckers. They hurt. It's the hard, and it's 1 inch measured lengthwise. 3/4 inch measured crossways, and based on the noise I'm getting off my neighbor's tin roof a mile away, there's more coming. KC0 PBR.
The 1 inch hail with EL377. Thanks, Sharon. K4 Air.
K4 AM,
go ahead.
Be advised, rotation is developing a loss that storm south of Kelly. WPOPB.
Their rotation is developing in that Callahan storm, so everybody watch for rotation and be prepared to get to shelter in case this thing turns tornadic. K4 Air.
DK2F for me. I'm on route to Callahan now. I've already left the other storm behind, so we'll update. I have an unobstructed view of the entire updraft base. New war cloud, just the entire updraft base is the war cloud.
Do you understand? They did say a moment ago that the rotation is developing in that, according to radar, K4 Air.
K4 ARM, K0 DNS.
K0 DNS, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Sid. Hey, what's the direction on that that Callahan storm? Is it coming towards Elbert, or is it going to stay down your way?
Let's see here. Moving northeast at 35. Last I heard, that was at 732.
Oh, wonderful. All right, well, I'll keep an eye on it up here in Kiowa. Appreciate the information, K0 DNS.
Take care, K4 Air.
WX.
0 PUV, go ahead.
By that storm has slowed down dramatically. It's just crawling northeast, maybe 5-10 miles an hour. That.
Sure, 5-10 miles an hour northeast. Thank you, appreciate it. K4 Air.
Take care, baby.
Thanks a lot, PUV. K0 DNS.
KBR.
Dargo.
L 377, 1 1/2 inch diameter hail. KC0 PBR.
This is WS0L Whiskey Sierra Zero Lima at Ellicott.
Ellicott Station, standby 1. Let me acknowledge that thing again there. The 1 1/2 inch hail was at EL377, and I was pushing the wrong button there. K4 Air.
Roger, thanks. KC0 PBR.
US0L, K4 Air, go ahead.
Jesse at Ellicott. I'm seeing a pretty good build-up of storm just due north of here. Where is that hail located? Is that up towards Peyton, or where is that?
Hail was in Callahan, up on Callahan Hill, yes. So that's the same storm you're looking at.
Okay, well, it don't look very nice because it's really stacked up there. I just thought I would give you a report. It's still north of 94 here, but it's moving along. So I'm gonna get off of here and let everybody get back to doing their business. So K4ARM, Sid, thanks for letting me give you a report. This is WS0L. I'll be listening.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 1946 K4ARM.
WXO
to K4AM. K4AM, go ahead.
Yeah, we're gonna cancel the warning for the storm near Callahan. It's rapidly weakening.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And thanks for the heads up, K4AM.
Thanks to you, PP.
That road at station north is North Callahan Highway, and W3ORR here.
Okay, call sign again, please.
W3ORR.
W3ORR, and your location again, please?
I believe it's going to be Highway 94 and North Callahan Highway. Looks like that's weakened pretty good up there.
Roger, they're canceling the warning on that, and thanks, I appreciate that. That should be all the way up pretty close to 24 up there that you're looking north towards K4 area.
That's correct.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And, yep, like I say, they're canceling the warning. It is weakening K4 area.
73LRR.
SRV to Skyway and Control. Ending operations this evening. Thank you for your assistance this evening and back for the smooth handover as well.
Sure, thank you for your help. And nice to work with you again. 73, and let me save K4 ARM.
My pleasure. Thanks for understanding the Australian language, so to speak.
I'm not sure if I told you the last time we chatted. Years ago, I used to have responsibility for the Sydney, Australia, and Auckland, I guess it was, New Zealand, telephone circuits, international telephone circuits. So I got to talk to a few of the guys over in the central office there and learned a couple of words at Strine.
I suppose that would have helped with our severe weather operations. Beautifully run. 73s, I'll be monitoring the background just in case anything happens along the way. Otherwise, pleasure working with yours.
Sure, appreciate it. Same here. Pleasure's mutual. 73.